We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, how are you?
I was a little ticked yesterday.
You ticked?
I was a little ticked yesterday.
Okay.
I'm happy for Gio Gonzalez. I'm happy for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Because the Mets didn't sign him.
Well, yeah.
And also, we're probably not going to have him on the show now, which we were supposed to.
Yeah, Gio, Ernie reached out to him a few days ago and said, you're a free agent. You know, Joe and Evan will sell you to the Mets, even sell you a little bit to the Yankees. Come on the air, talk about what's going on. And he still may come on, but he's very busy today. He's got to take a physical.
Yep.
He's getting ready to become a New York Yankee. And while the Yankees are dealing with injuries in their rotation, and so they certainly have an immediate need for Gio Gonzalez as soon as he's ready to pitch, if he's ready to pitch in time. So they certainly have an immediate need for Gio Gonzalez. But I still contend, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Met fan. I'm saying this because I can lay it out for you. I believe the Mets need Gio Gonzalez more than the Yankees do. And here's my reasoning. I'm going to give you my reasoning.
Go ahead.
So right now, without Sabathia and without Severino, the Yankees have a young arm like Jonathan Loaisiga, mm-hmm. who we saw last year with some bright moments.
Right.
A guy like Domingo Herman, who we saw last year with some bright moments. Luis Sessa, who I don't think is very good, but he has had a good camp.
Right.
I want to point
him
out. And he's going to make the team because he has no options left. And even down the road, Severino and CeCe for now appear to be short-term injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And come the summertime, they have Jordan Montgomery coming back potentially. The Mets right now have Jason Vargas. The Mets right now have Jason freaking Vargas. And their options, Joe, if things happen to Vargas or anyone else, would be Hector Santiago. He's not very good. Walker Lockett. I don't know. Walker Lockett. The options that the Mets have to step in are basically non-existent. I like the Yankee options a lot better. And the Yankees, potentially, if these injuries aren't severe, specifically to Severino, I think we know the deal with CeCe, they have guys coming back relatively soon. And so for $3 million on a minor league deal.
That's the thing that gets you the most ticked off, is they basically paid the guy nothing for a minor league deal.
A minor league deal for Gio Gonzalez?
No, I get it.
And if we have Gio on, I'm going to tell him, I think you got hosed. Now, good for him, he got a deal. But this is a guy. Let me give you this about Gio Gonzalez. All right? Every year since 2010, you know what this guy has done? He's made 30 starts. Now, how many guys in baseball, could we say that about?
Look, I wanted him for the Mets, too. I'm with you on that.
So I understand that last year before the Nationals traded him, he wasn't having a great year. Goes to Milwaukee.
3-0. Pitched well.
Pitched very well in September. And then for whatever reason, because the Brewers are the Brewers, he plays and pitches in the postseason, but only throws two innings and one inning. They were using the whole bullpen by committee thing. And I understand why. They have Jeremy Jeffress. They had Hader. They have a lot of arms. So he never really got an opportunity in the postseason. But like you said, in September with Milwaukee, he pitched well. I don't think Gio Gonzalez is necessarily done at 33 years old because he wasn't great for the Nationals at the beginning of the year. Look what he did the year before that.
Right.
Year before that, he had a tremendous season. He had a sub-3 ERA. And again, every year, 30 starts. Usually it's higher. It's 31 starts, 32 starts. Every year. 1 year he made 27 starts in 2014. So I correct that record. But this is a guy that throws. And I really believe long term, Not the short term with the Yankee injuries, but long term. I think the Mets need him more. And they should have signed him. And they screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, what's new? The Mets screwed something up? That's.
Well, I don't think they've screwed that much up this offseason. No, but this is an example
overall,
of them.
Not this offseason, but, you know, many times over the years. You know, maybe not this year, but many times over the years. Look, I want the Gonzalez, too. And, you know, like you said, it bothers you. You get him on the cheap. They got him on the cheap, the Yankees. And he's a good pitcher. You know, he is.
Well, he goes out there and he pitches.
No, I understand.
And I get that when you get to 33 and 34 and 35, and this goes for position players, too, there's going to be a moment where you fall off. And for some players, it's drastic. For some players, it's gradual. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I certainly didn't see enough of him last year pitching with Washington and Milwaukee to think he's not the same guy. Does he throw as hard as he used to? No. Gio Gonzalez back in the days in Oakland and early Washington would throw 94, 95. He doesn't do that anymore. I get that. I'm not saying he's the same guy he was when he was 26 years old and he was an all-star. But I think he's still a capable major league pitcher. And even though Manny Machado got paid and Bryce Harper got paid, I got to tell you, over the last week and a half, you can't tell me that Carlos Gonzalez and Gio Gonzalez are minor league baseball players. They got minor league deals. Mm. Cargo's not a star anymore, Joe, but he's a capable major league baseball player.
Yeah, and Dallas Keuchel, and as far as I know, Kimbrel is still not signed, unless I miss something.
Yeah, and let's see what they...
I mean, right? Unless I miss something.
Let's see what they get. You know, Gio Gonzalez settling for a minor league contract is a boon for the Yankees and good for them.
Sure, sure.
Now, what I'm curious about is how long they feel he needs before they can start him in a major league game, because Gio has been working out at the Scott Boras spring training.
Right, he's been pitching simulated games, right?
So he has been pitching, but pitching in a simulated game is obviously very different than pitching in a real spring training game or a minor league game once he gets into one. So I'm not sure what their timetable is, but there's a chance as we sit here today that Gio Gonzalez actually never pitches for the Yankees. That could very well happen.
It could happen, sure.
That's the reason they have it as a minor league deal, and if he's not called up by April 20th, he could say, all right, catch you guys later. The Yankees did that last year with Adam Lind. Remember Adam Lind on a minor league deal?
We hardly knew you, yes.
We hardly knew ye. And that could happen with Gio. In fact, if it happens, no offense to Gio, that's good news for the Yankees. That would mean that Severino's coming back.
Right, CeCe's okay.
CeCe's okay, and maybe one of the young guys, or two of the young guys, who will be in the rotation at the beginning of the year, actually pitch really well. You know, Jonathan Loaisiga and Luis Sessa or Domingo Herman come out in their first couple of starts, they're really effective, then there's a chance Gio Gonzalez is back in a free agency in the middle of April, and then when Jason Vargas has a 7 ERA, then maybe the Mets can right their wrong and sign Gio Gonzalez then.
Mm. Well, don't count on it. That's what.
Why? It's not even money.
I understand. It's not a money thing. It just seems like the Mets are done. They're done at this point. Would I love to have Gio Gonzalez? Yeah. I'd love to have Dallas Keuchel, too. Either one of them. I'd be good. I'm happy. Let's go. And go sign Craig Kimbrel, too. I'd be good with that.
Yeah, but the difference is those guys are going to get paid.
Yeah, I understand
at least we
that.
Think they're going to get paid.
No,
but you didn't get paid.
I understand.
This isn't about money.
Bro, I was all over Gio Gonzalez. You know that. I wanted him, no doubt. Bring him in. Lefty, God knows he's much better than Vargas. We all know that. The problem is Vargas is still getting paid. That's the problem. How much?
You have to pay him either way, though. I don't understand that. It's like the Yankees with Jacoby Ellsbury. Yeah. If you're paying the guy either way, wouldn't you rather pay the guy to not suck? Does that make sense?
No. The Mets don't think he sucks. They don't. We know he does. They don't think he does.
All right, that's a fair count.
Right? I mean, how else can I say it? I mean,
they
we know that. We know Vargas is not any good. Yeah. When Vargas starts, do we figure that's a loss, okay? That's a loss. Vargas is starting.
It does feel that way.
Right.
It also feels, best case scenario, he goes 5 innings.
Right.
And then you've got to use the bullpen.
Look, at the best starts he had last year, he had a couple games where he actually pitched 5 innings and gave up no runs. I mean, that's, you know, you're getting any more than that. Now you're starting, and now you need prayer.
You know, the Mets have, if they're healthy, and we say this every year, if healthy. You can say this about a lot of teams.
Sure.
But if they're healthy, their front three, I'm not even going to include Mats.
It's tremendous.
It's excellent.
It's tremendous. It's good as anybody's.
And their front four could be good if Steven Mats is healthy and pitches effectively.
Right.
But the New York Mets have no pitching depth.
No. You're
if
right.
there's one not. Injury or two injuries, and look at the Yankees. The Yankees already have two injuries in their rotation. They're going into the start of the year with two guys not in the rotation.
Right. Significant injuries.
Yeah. Severino, we're still unsure about how long it's going to be. And with CeCe, you kind of figure he's an older guy.
But they're saying May for Severino, right? No, isn't that what they're saying?
Well, no, Cashman said the soonest is May.
Right.
That's different than May.
Yeah, that's true.
May means he's coming back in May.
That's true.
Cash is saying, soonest is May. It could be July.
Right.
We may not see the guy this year. We have no idea.
Yeah. Knowing the Yankees, he'll pitch in May.
Well, knowing the Yankees, they just signed two guys to extensions. They both got hurt.
I understand. I understand that. But it's still, I mean, I have a different feel than it would be if our team signed two guys to extensions and they got hurt.
then I'm saying
they're done for the year.
Well, the Mets don't sign guys to extensions
right.
at this
that
point.
That's fair.
That's one of the problems.
And I guess, are they going to sign Jake to the next week is opening day. Are they going to sign the guy?
You're asking me?
No, rhetorical question.
I'm going to go with no. Andy Martino said they're still talking. I saw him tweet that the other day,
and that's great.
I'm glad they're talking.
Great.
You're not scared to give him an extension after what's going on with the Yankees? They just signed Severino and Hicks, and they both get hurt?
No, I want to give him an extension.
Okay, good.
I can't worry about that.
No, I don't either. I'm just asking.
No.
I want it done. I'd love to get it done. But the Mets, as good as the top of the rotation is, feature very little starting pitching depth. And you can cross your fingers and hope everybody makes 30 starts and hope that Vargas is at least halfway capable. But if you look around this sport, whether it's the Red Sox, really the Cubs of a couple of years ago was the exception. The Cubs had a year a few years ago where basically their rotation made every start. It's rare. It just doesn't happen.
Very rare.
In this day and age, you almost have to go 10 or 11 deep in your rotation. That's why for the Yankees or anybody else, and that's the other thing I don't get. We're in New York, so we look at the Yankee perspective, we look at the Met perspective. Joe, there's got to be every team in baseball who could use Gio Gonzalez on a one-year minor league $3
million
deal.
You're probably right about that.
Every team in baseball.
Yeah, probably use Dallas Keuchel, too.
Of course. Yeah, but I don't know what Dallas is asking
for.
No,
I get it. I understand he's not going to take – I'm sure he's not going to take a minor league deal. I get that. But, I mean, you know, like I said, there's guys out there right now. I mean, people can use Kimbrel. Who couldn't use him?
Yeah.
Nobody's signing him.
The thing about Kimbrel and Keuchel is they could be getting a lot of offers.
Right.
But here's the thing about baseball.
Are they getting offers? We haven't heard anything. I mean,
I don't know.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
No, but they may be saying, don't give me an offer unless it's 5 years, $80 million.
Right. Well,
that's why I look at guys like Adam Jones, Carlos Gonzalez, Gio Gonzalez, and I say, are you really telling me, as flawed as those three guys may be at this point in their
career. Adam Jones signed a minor league deal with the Diamondbacks?
No, he signed a one-year deal. But you know what Adam Jones said? And I couldn't believe this.
What?
Adam Jones said he got two offers. That's it.
Yeah.
And you know who the other team was?
Who was it?
The Marlins.
Wow.
Now,
the Marlins.
Come on. Come on. I get that the big guys have gotten paid. Manny got paid.
Yeah.
Bryce got paid.
Yeah.
But these are the things that are bizarre to me. I know Adam Jones isn't an all-star anymore. I'm not saying he is, but he can't get better than what he got with Arizona. Cargo is getting a minor league deal, Joe. Gio's getting a minor league deal.
It's a big fall from grace, I'll tell you that.
I don't even know if it's a fall or if it's just that all of these teams are not
Ernie's got something
adding
exciting.
Guys. Yeah, Ernie's handing me something.
He's
Star
running.
Center fielder. Oh, this is good. This is really good.
Let me hear this.
This is for the Philly fans out there. I want you to listen very carefully to this, Philly fans. According to Jeff Passan, Mike Trout and the Angels are finaling a long-term deal. Are you ready for these figures?
Go ahead, let me hear it.
So Trout to the Phillies, bye-bye.
Okay,
hi,
so
Bryce.
Go ahead.
12 years, $430 million.
Well,
for Mike
years,
Trout.
$430 million. So that's, wow.
Oh, my God.
So that's $40 million a year? Is that what that is?
That adds up to $35
million. 35.
Yeah. 440 divided by 12, is that what you said? Yeah, 30. Was it 440? Is it 440?
That's what he said. 430, 440, something like that.
If it's 440, it's $36.67 million per year.
Wow.
How about that?
And how old is Trout now?
I think he's like 28.
Yeah. All right, well.
Good for the Angels.
Yeah, no, it's a smart move.
You know, why mess around?
No, good move.
Yeah, Mike Trout right now is 27, but he's going to be 28 in the middle of August.
So this deal carries him till he's like 40, 39.
Yeah. Assuming it makes up for the rest of it's not a tack-on deal. I think it's... Well, we'll find out as Jeff Passan releases more details. Obviously, he won't be with us since he doesn't talk to us anymore.
Well, it's not his fault.
Ernie, is it a tack-on deal or is it a brand new contract?
ESPN. I'm still trying to find out now.
Because if it's a brand new contract and he's wiping out this year, that would take him until he's 38. If it's a tack-on, it takes him until he's 40.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, Mike Trout is going to be a career Angel. And good for him. I think that's good for baseball.
Yeah, it's good. He should stay there.
I mean, outside of your team, Yankee fans,
not Met fans,
but Yankee fans, Philly fans, dreaming of acquiring an elite player like Mike Trout, the best player in baseball. Outside of that fantasy, overall, I think it's really good for baseball when you see this.
It is. It's a shame that Mike Trout, though, was buried in Anaheim. I will say that.
Well, let them start winning.
No, I know. They haven't.
That's the problem. You know, think about this with Mike Trout. Mike Trout has been in the postseason one time.
Right.
Okay, it was back in 2014. They played the Angels in the first round of the playoffs. Nobody remembers this. And here's what sucks.
The Audi Angels.
Well, I'm sorry. Played the Royals.
Right.
They are the Angels.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
I just want to remind you.
I forgot who they are.
Right.
They played the Royals in the first round of the playoffs that year, and Mike Trout got 12 at-bats, and he went 1-for-12.
Yeah.
And
good.
So...
It's like Gil Hodges in a World Series.
Yeah, or really Ted Williams in the World Series,
yeah,
right.
Or Dave Winfield.
But the thing is, you have to look and hope that even though it's been 5 years, he's going to get another opportunity. This isn't going to be the one postseason.
Well, you wouldn't think so. You would hope not.
You would hope not.
You know?
The problem is...
He doesn't turn into Ernie Banks.
Right. The problem is the Angels haven't done anything. I mean, the Angels have been bad for a while.
Yep.
They won that world championship back in 2002.
It's a long time ago now.
That was a very long time ago.
17 years ago.
And even they had that run between 07 and 2009 where they were in the playoffs every year. They've been in the playoffs one time in the last decade, and it was that year.
And that's why Socha's finally gone, right?
Yeah. Well, he's finally gone. And the Angels, let's see, how many winnings? They've only had one winning season since then.
They haven't done much. They haven't done anything, really.
So I really believe with the popularity of Mike Trout being buried in Anaheim, I don't think it's buried in Anaheim more than it is the
fact
that they don't win.
Yeah, they just don't win. Yeah.
If the Angels were a perennial playoff team, it would be a big help.
Yeah, of course. If he was on the national stage consistently.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
So they got to start winning.
Yep.
So, Philly fans, I got one message for you.
You do have Bryce Harper, though.
You do have Bryce Harper. You have Reese Hoskins. You've got Andrew McCutchen.
Speaking of the Phillies,
Aaron Nola.
Did you see this thing by Carlos Santana? That,
yes.
Talking about what happened last year where guys, they were eliminated and ready for the playoffs, and guys were, what were they doing, playing video games in the clubhouse? And
yeah.
He got ticked off and took a bat to the TV?
Yes.
Did I see that?
Yes, that is the story.
How about that?
And Jeff Passan had that story as well, that Santana was ticked off.
Of course, back in Cleveland again.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? And I understand why the Phillies traded him, obviously, because look at what they got back. He actually went to Seattle for Segura.
Right.
And that's a great deal, bringing in Gene Segura.
Right.
But when I read that story yesterday, I said to myself, if I was a Philly fan, I would want Santana in that locker room.
Sure. Of course.
I would
you
not
want that kind of guy.
Yeah, I almost would look at that and say, really?
That's a pro's pro.
I know he got paid a lot, and he didn't have a great year.
He's a good player. But he's a good player.
Yeah, I still think he is, but I like that attitude.
Yeah, no, that's the kind of attitude you want.
And that's my hope for the demise of the Philadelphia Phillies. My hope is that locker room is just going to be toxic, thanks to Bryce.
Maybe Bryce continues to make it even more toxic.
Yeah.
Maybe he does.
Bryce comes in there with a whole box of video games and says, let's go.
A whole box of video games.
Let's play.
And he can afford them.
I'm on the cover of MLB The Show.
Right.
Want to play?
There you go.
That'd be great. By the way, I think that, and it's smart for the Angels to lock up Mike Trout, even though that number may sound absurd, $430 million. He's the best player in baseball. Get it done.
Right.
I think we've seen a lot of teams do that. We've seen the Yankees do it already with Severino and Hicks on a lesser scale. It's going to ultimately kill Major League Baseball free agency because most players are going to end up getting locked up and they'll never get to free agency.
Arenado as well.
Yeah, Nolan Arenado was supposed to get to free agency.
Yep.
Jose Altuve last year got locked up to an extension. And so the Yankees have done it now with Severino and Hicks. The real big fish to do it with at some point is Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Well,
That's the guy.
They got him for control for a number of years yet, don't they?
They do, but it's never too early.
No, I understand.
Never too early because you save.
I could see it after this year. He has done a big year this year. I could see them locking him up.
Well, but the risk you always run into is the guy saying, since I'm a little bit closer to free agency, I'll wait.
Yeah.
We've had guys like Nolan Arenado was only a year out from free agency, and he said, "Whatever, I'm getting locked up."
Yeah, you know what? I don't see that with Judge. I mean, Judge is going to be a Yankee. He's the face of the team now. I don't see that. I don't see him not wanting to be there.
And I wonder about Boston because they've got two premier guys who are going to get to free agency relatively soon: Xander Bogaerts and Mookie Betts. They haven't locked up either guy.
Right.
And when you think of the core of that Red Sox team. I mean, to me, it starts with Mookie Betts.
Oh, of course.
And it probably continues with Xander Bogaerts, as great as J.D. DeMartinez was a year ago.
Benintendi. So,
Andrew Benintendi also. He's further away, but certainly a guy you want to keep an eye on. But that's the thing in baseball right now, just trying to get these guys locked up, and it's why the Mets have to do it with Jacob deGrom.
Indeed.
Because the clock's ticking on him, too.
Indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.